At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What are you doing?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm great, man. No problems.
Good. Did you have a good weekend?
Not bad.
Did you buy furniture for
a president?
You didn't?
I didn't. I really didn't.
When I last saw you on Friday,
I was going to buy those couches, but then I was like, man, I think they're probably kids' couches. Are not going to work, so I just didn't even think about it.
Yeah, but I thought you would, you know, maybe since it was President's Day, I'll go to a furniture store and take a look around.
Well, you were excited for me. Huh?
I was, because I thought somebody who actually is planning on buying, I don't know, was President's Day just for mattresses? I feel like it's furniture, right?
Yeah, I feel like it.
Yeah. And yesterday, literally, I was walking the dogs, and I was thinking about, oh, it's President's Day. I wonder how many people are buying mattresses. And I thought, oh, I wonder if Laszlo's
out there
buying furniture. Well, there's always next President's Day. No, I didn't. I didn't buy anything. My furniture's okay for now, as far as I know. Yeah, I really didn't do much. I did watch that Luigi thing. You were asking me earlier what I watched. I watched the Luigi Mangione documentary.
What's that on? Came out.
It's on Max.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
I think it just came out yesterday. It's fine. It's short. It's one of those where I'm sure we'll get a bunch of documentaries about him.
Right.
This is probably the first of many. And it's a lot of, like, you know, a friend of the family. I didn't see a lot of relatives or people that are clearly connected. So you feel like that's kind of how those documentaries start. And then you get eventually the Netflix one. Well, you know, like Netflix just put out a Gabby Petito documentary.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't.
Which I figured, you know, that, I don't, how many years ago was
I figured
that?
You would watch ago? That. You were I big did. Into that story.
I honestly, they've every time I log into Netflix, it shows a picture of something that's either just coming out or whatever. And they've been showing that Gabby Petito picture.
Yeah.
I thought it was an old documentary that's been out for a long time. I didn't know that they had another one coming out, or a new one. And when I saw it up there, I was like, well, I don't need to watch this. I've seen so much stuff.
Oh, you'll watch it.
I watched it.
Yeah. Oh, was it good?
It was. It was interesting. Yeah. It was interesting enough.
I watched the last episode of the new Dexter show.
Oh, yeah. You like the prequel?
I do like that.
Fresh blood or new blood or
original Sin?
Original maybe? Sin. Okay, that sounds more like it.
New Blood was like the one where they came back. And,
oh, that was a thing?
I think so,
okay,
yeah.
Okay,
that was where they went and found him after, you know, was a lumberjack or whatever.
Oh, that was the sequel.
Yeah.
Like bringing the series back.
But it wasn't, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But it was all the same people.
This one, he's
this
young.
This one is, he's young, yeah.
And it's different
how
people.
He gets a start. Well, yeah. It's all the same people, but they're, like, you know, younger now.
I mean, different actors is what I mean.
Yeah, but they do a really good job of casting. Like, it's crazy.
I saw
good.
Part of the first episode, and I was like, are they using... I really thought at first maybe they were using computers.
Right, yeah.
Because they looked a lot like him. And there was some other character, and they showed, like... Because I didn't watch the series. I didn't have Showtime when that show was out. But they showed some other character, and they showed, like a back and forth. So you saw what he looked like when he was older, mm-hmm. and then what he looked like now. And I thought, okay, they must be using CGI.
No, they did a really good job of casting that. And I finished Cobra Kai.
Oh, Cobra Kai.
The whole show is over.
Wait, like, it's done for good?
It's done for good.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
No, it was great.
That sucks.
What a great show.
How many seasons did they end up doing
of that?
Six,
maybe.
Yeah, it's been a while. Because that's a show that started as a YouTube show, right? And whatever
YouTube Red. Yep.
And they had a couple shows, and then they canceled that quickly. But then Netflix picked it up.
And people started watching it.
Yeah. Because I think when Netflix picked it up, they probably stopped filming for a while. I don't know that the last season was all that fresh. Maybe it was. I got the impression it was like they had a season or two that YouTube had done.
Right.
And Netflix thought, that's enough to throw something up there. But people liked it so much. And I have to admit, I don't even like Karate Kid, the movie, that much. Like a lot of people my age do. I never was a huge fan of it. But... that show was pretty good. And the guy playing Johnny, I mean, he's a pretty good actor. Like,
yeah, he's great.
It's surprising.
Like, really good. Like, you don't know. Like, you think he'd be bad, but then you look him up and you're like, oh, this guy's won, like, Oscars for, like, art house stuff. You didn't know.
He's not in, like, big movies or anything like that. So you just kind of expect, like, maybe soap opera-esque acting a little bit. A little stiff. You know, like, okay, this guy was in a movie in the 80s as a kid, and it's been a while. He's good. He was really good. And I know you loved it more than anyone.
I did. I like the whole idea. I like the concept of it.
It's
like,
the
great concept is you've done it. You've watched the show. You've watched the Karate Kid movie. We all know it.
Yeah.
And there was this dick, Johnny.
He's
always been a bad guy. And then they just started it with, like, what if you looked at it through his eyes? Maybe he's not a dick. Maybe Ralph Macchio's a dick. Maybe there's stuff going on in his life that you don't know about. And, you know, they kind of went through it. Like, they started out like, this is Johnny's story. That first season and then the second season.
I watched the first season, maybe even a little more. I know I watched the first season.
And then they kind of, you know, not that they went off. He was always in it. But there was other, you know, like, arcs of what's going on with this kid or that kid. Okay. Or, you know, what's going on with Ralph Macchio. And, you know, and then at the end, probably like the last two episodes, they remind you, there's a story about Johnny, man. Okay. And then it ends with that. Like, it's a story about Johnny.
Well, they
did a good job of bringing it back around.
He was in it the whole time, right?
The whole time. Okay. I mean, it was about him, but you were kind of like, oh, this is a story about him and, you know, the other guy and what their lives are like now and their kids and, you know, all these other things. Or John Cleese, you know, he took over for a couple episodes, right? You're like, oh, this is just about what's going on with him. But then they remind you at the end, like, yeah, no, this is about Johnny.
Okay.
It was good.
Yeah, and the first season, I remember there was a girl that joined Cobra Kai, or something. I don't know, it's been a while. But I do remember thinking, this is a pretty good show. And I wasn't all that surprised that you liked it, but you and your boys, like, it became your show.
We liked it. Like, we all
watched it. They should do this with more stuff. They should.
Well, they teased doing it with Back to the Future.
Are they doing it with Back to the Future?
Well, so in, like, the last episode, right, they do, like, they wrap it up and it's over.
Okay.
And then, so at the end of every episode, they just kind of throw that Cobra Kai shield up, and it says Cobra Kai. You're like, all right, that's it. It's done.
Okay.
It's all wrapped up. And it comes back, and it's Johnny and Ralph Macchio, whatever, sitting in a bar, right? And as they pan by, it's the guys who created the movie.
Okay, so then everyone's
like
out of character.
And
no, they're as themselves.
They're all in character.
Oh, okay.
But it's the two guys sitting at a bar, and they're like, you know, the studio says if we could get Crispin, they'd go for it. And then the other guys, and then they're like, Billy Zane. And then the other guy's like, well, Billy's a friend of mine. And he's like, well, if Billy will do it, then the studio will okay it. And then the other guy's like, man, I know Michael direct. And then they cut to the two characters in The Karate Kid talking at a table. So that's all they do is you kind of catch these producers in Hollywood talking, and they're basically saying, like, hey, we could do this with Back to the Future, too.
Are they saying, like, Michael J. Fox would direct?
Yeah,
or is that
they're kind of using it, yeah.
If they could get Crispin Glover. Now, I guess he wasn't really the bully in Back to the Future. You have to get Biff.
Right.
If you were going to do the exact same thing, not that they would have to do the same thing, but if they were going to do the same thing that they did with Cobra Kai, it'd be Biff.
I guess my thing with Back to the Future is your thing with The Karate Kid. Like, I don't love that movie.
Okay.
It's fine. I've seen it, but I don't need to go back and watch it again.
Yeah.
So, but they were talking about it was basically like, hey, if we get these guys back, then we can run this TV show, basically.
I mean, just to have a reason to have Crispin Glover on film would be great enough for me. He doesn't do enough. But I could also see them being like, the studio being like,
well, they certainly brought up his name. Crispin
Glover sued us.
But they said, like, distinctly, because I knew you would know, I remember the thing about it. They distinctly said, we'll get the go-ahead if Billy will do it.
Okay. Well,
there you go.
That would be
I don't see why, with all the success they had that with The Karate Kid, I don't see why they wouldn't go back and be like, all right, how can we reimagine some of these things?
Well, they could do it the same way.
I mean, they tried to do it with a Fresh Prince, but it didn't work.
Oh, yeah, I never watched that.
They made it too serious.
That was like a drama, wasn't it?
Yeah, like, no. Like,
that show's supposed to be a sitcom.
They did a really good job of doing this one. Like, it's like it's heavy-handed, man. Like, it's not, you're not watching anything brilliant.
Right.
You're watching a good story with people you like, you know?
And they're like,
and a lot of, Easter eggs that remind you of your youth, right? And we're going to give it all to you, and we're going to tell you the same story, but in an exactly different way. And we can flash back to every, right? Because it's one other person's perspective. I don't see why they couldn't do that with Back to the Future.
I mean, that first episode or two where Johnny's having that flashback, and we're seeing clips from the movie, and he's like, well, I remember this kid bullying me, you know, and now we've seen it from the opposite perspective, and it was tongue-in-cheek. It was funny.
Right. And like, the way they kicked it around like that, I was like, man, they could do it with a lot of stuff if they want. Like, they could do Pretty in Pink from the bad guy, from James Spader's perspective.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, it could start the same way. Like, this bitch came and took my friend, right?
Yep.
This ducky guy punched me in the hallway. Like, I mean, it could be the same story.
Yeah.
Just from a different perspective.
And I would think,
I don't know if you could get James. You're probably pretty lucky with The Karate Kid, because you've got, for the most part, good actors and people who have been doing stuff, but they weren't James Spader, right? You don't got to go get those guys, right?
Yeah. Yeah, which is why I guess Back to the Future could work, though, because Biff, he doesn't do a ton. I saw him start to pop up in movies again about like 10 years ago and comedies and stuff. But he's not like super popular that I know of. And Crispin Glover doesn't do really much of anything. I don't know.
I just thought about things that they could do from somebody else's perspective. They could do Empire Records from somebody else's perspective.
Yeah. I mean, all that Gen X, old millennial stuff. I mean, they just
announced. But the stuff that's like that, that's kind of heavy-handed.
Yeah.
You know?
They just announced that the Goonies sequel is officially going after like all these years and years of talking about it. I think that stuff, you know, we're old now. So they go, hey, we want people to sit and watch TV. What age range are they? What demo are we looking for? And then all you got to do is say, hey, here's something from your youth. And we're going to check it out.
And we're going to make it new.
Yeah.
So that my kids like it too.
Exactly.
Right? That's like, they're aware of The Karate Kid. I made them watch it, but
that's not their
thing. Easter eggs weren't like huge to them. They were huge to me. They were like, oh, yeah, I think I remember that.
No, it's about exactly what you said. You know, the
they didn't even notice it in
kids.
The last fight, and a lot of people didn't notice, but in the last fight, you know, the guy wants to hurt Johnny, and Johnny sweeps the leg. Mike doesn't even notice it. In my mind, he's like, he swept the effing leg. Let's go, Johnny.
Because
he's like, sweep the leg, Johnny. Sweep the leg, Johnny.
The most iconic part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And
they're like, oh, yeah. I'm like, remember at the end? And then they remembered it once I reminded them, but you didn't have to know it.
No, that's a whole thing, though. If you're Gen X or old millennials or whatever, you know that. That's the one thing
you
know.
And they gave you to that.
If you know nothing else.
But they were heavy-handed, and you thought that he was going to use the crane kick.
Yeah.
So everybody's kind of waiting for him to do that. They would know that. They didn't know that, but they didn't realize, you know, the sweep the leg, Johnny wouldn't have.
But if it doesn't matter to them, then that's the success.
Exactly. It's
that's
perfect.
What I would have watched the Fresh Prince thing, but as soon as it came out, people were talking about it's like a drama.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I'm not. No one was telling me, hey, you need to check this out.
Mm-mm.
And whereas I would have thought I would have at least checked it out before it came out. Oh, they're going to do this Fresh Prince thing.
And it felt like they could have done the Karate Kid version of that through Carlton's eyes.
Yes.
Like some dude comes and moves
there's
in.
There's a way to do that.
His dad loves him more. Like,
yes.
There's a big story there to be had.
Yes. But I'm sure it's also difficult. Cobra Kai did it right. Like this Goonies sequel, as much as I'm all for it, go for it, take the shot. I hope some of the original cast is in it. I'm not going to hold my breath that people love it. That's just one of those things that you can't. Think about it this way, too, is that a lot of those movies that we loved in our youth our parents were not big fans of.
Right.
We're far less critical when we're young. And I remember Conan O'Brien right. saying something once about, because his show was being filmed on the Goonies lot, and he'd never seen the Goonies. He's like, I don't understand. People of a certain age act like this is their Citizen Kane.
Right.
He's like, I mean, I sort of remember that movie.
That's how I am with Goonies.
But I have no idea why these kids are so into it. And I think that's just how it is.
Me, it's like, Conan must be close to the same age. Because I'm the same way. Like, I watch it. I don't care about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's kind of what he was saying. He'd never even
when
seen
you're
it.
When you're like, there's going to be a thing. I'm like, I don't even know if I would watch it, to be honest with you.
Yep, and I think that's just, it's that such a narrow, narrow path.
Like three
there.
Or 4 years there, and if you missed it, you missed it.
That's like me in Nightmare Before Christmas. There's people younger than me, and they love that movie. I saw it when it came out. Was like, oh, so I'm not so
but
great.
That's not really my thing anyway. I know,
but you get what I'm saying.
Right,
like,
of course.
It always felt like the stuff that was really designed for the generation just a little bit older. It's the younger kids who liked it because they thought, oh, this is what the older cool kids are into.
No.
You know?
And you're watching people kind of older than you. So me being in elementary school, watching The Karate Kid and Johnny, they're in high school.
Yes.
So they're 10 years older than me. I'm like, oh, these kids
that's
are
what
badass.
I
want to
be.
Right,
The Church of Laszlo. Well, did you go out this weekend anywhere?
I'm sure I did. Oh, I went to K Macho's with our buddy Mike.
Oh, nice.
So I went and had dinner there because the boys went and had dinner with their mother somewhere.
Okay.
And then, well, I don't know where else we went. That might be it.
Were you out on Saturday? Or was
I
it Friday?
Think Sunday, maybe? Or Sunday?
Okay.
Yeah. Yesterday afternoon, maybe?
It was Valentine's Day when I last saw you, so that's right. Because we went out on Friday night, and, you know, I
well, I went out by myself on Valentine's Day.
You went out by yourself?
Yeah.
To a restaurant?
I went to a bar, yeah. I went to a bar and had dinner.
Oh, that's fine. Right. That's fine.
I sat at the bar.
You go to one of these restaurants where, like, we have a special Valentine's Day menu, and it's a three-course meal, and you're like, I'm just here by myself.
Well, I did go to a bar. And I have a patty melt and a beer by myself.
Nice.
Yeah.
Patty melt's good.
Well, my oldest was at some, you know, I don't know. I don't know if it was a dance or I really don't know where he was, to be honest with you.
Just
but
was
doing
home.
Valentine's Day stuff.
Okay.
Oh, no, I know what it was. I think he had his girlfriend over and he asked me to beat it, man. Well, he cooked her dinner or something.
You out of the house? Oh, well, he cooked her dinner. Okay, yeah.
Plus, I don't want to beat it. I'll do that. I'll be like, yo, I'm out.
Okay, no, I guess that's not that crazy.
But he's not like that. He's like, you know, hey, and I'm like, you know, he's like, well, you can, you know, come back after I'm done cooking, you can have dinner. I'm like, I'm good, man.
Yeah, no.
I'm good. I can't imagine how awkward and uncomfortable that is for everybody.
Enjoy yourselves.
Yeah. And then my youngest went to a basketball game, like a high school basketball game, so I dropped him off and went.
Nice. I don't know, is Valentine's Day the... I feel like I've heard that maybe it's the second busiest day for restaurants. I don't know. When I worked in restaurants, I remember they said, like, this is the busiest day, Mother's Day or something, Valentine's Day. But it's a madhouse. Like, a few years ago, you have to make reservations, you know, like at least a month in advance, really, to get into some place, which a couple years ago I did. And I won't say the name of the restaurant, but I made the reservations way in advance. I was proud of myself. Brooke and I went to the restaurant, and they said, and I could tell it was a madhouse when we walked in, and they said, yeah, we've had some issues. We're running at least a couple hours late if we can get you in at all.
Right, yeah.
And I'm like, wait a second, but we had reservations. So then this year we went out, and I mean, it wasn't nearly as bad, but even... You know, with the reservation that I made a month in advance, we still had to wait like almost 90 minutes because it's just so busy. And I think, you know, the smart thing to do is to go out the day before or the next day. But it's just, you know, I don't want if I get her to agree, like, yeah, that's
come
fine.
On.
No, come on, just fight
my
the
mom
fight
still
and do
bitches
it.
About my dad never buying anything new.
Yeah,
like she's like, you know, every refrigerator I got came from like the Sears back. Thing
she wouldn't have
had like a dent on the side, and my dad was always like, well, it's on the side that faces the covers. No, I mean, you literally won't see it.
Yeah,
and my mom's still like, you know, everything scratched, dented, or marred.
Yeah,
I'm like, well, luckily, come to my house, the dishwasher didn't even work, just unplugged it.
That's true,
right?
And if he, you know, if Craigslist had been a little bit popular when they were younger, she could have seen what truly used stuff looks like. I mean, he's getting deals
he would go to like
Sears stuff.
Sears. Like he would go to Sears in the back. It's like something that fell off the truck or something.
Exactly.
Like, you know, here's $100 off. He's like, I'll take that one.
Yeah, I'm way into that stuff. Yeah, you got it.
I
even
also
if they say
like
it's
I roll
okay.
my eyes at him. You know, the guy's dead. I roll my eyes at him, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Just buy the new one. And I'm also like, he did retire.
Exactly.
Three years from now.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
And I'm nowhere
He's probably
close
doing
to that,
something right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I should have thought about that.
Well, I know it was a very busy restaurant weekend, and I saw this thing they're talking about. Oh, you know, things that you secretly know if you work in a restaurant. These are like restaurant secrets, things that piss off the servers and all that. And I thought, do you really need to have worked in a restaurant to know this stuff? Maybe. I did work in restaurants, but I feel like this is all common sense. Right. I know you worked in restaurants.
I worked for a long time.
Hopefully you're not learning anything.
I was a head waiter.
Yeah.
Nah.
I was a hostess, head hostess for a while. Host.
I've done everything from, you know, bartender to fine dining to sports bars. I've done it all.
I never
put myself
really
through college doing that.
I bartended a couple times, but that was actually here. But I never really bartended, and I only waited tables in college for like a few months. The rest of the time, I worked in the kitchen a lot, which I always thought when I was younger, like, you know, the kitchen, that's like when you get older and, you know, you're a biker, you're a little rough around the edges. Mm-hmm. I'll certainly be front of house. And then I just naturally gravitated to the kitchen. That's where I ended up.
The Church of Laszlo.
All right. Well, so first of all, I did go out to eat this weekend. I don't go out to eat often, but we did go out this weekend because it was Valentine's Day. And I got to be honest, the big thing that I still think about is when the check comes and I hear this voice saying that, no, the new normal is to tip 25%.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked at Brooke, I was like, am I supposed to tip 20? Because it was expensive, you know, what I thought was expensive. I said, am I supposed to tip 25%? And she's like, no. I was like, I hear people say that. Also, it's really busy.
Right.
You know what I mean? And she's like, no. She's like, 20% is like, you had the greatest service
that's
you could ever imagine.
The rule.
She's like, anything
it
more
used
than
to
that,
be the rule.
You're just Post Malone.
Like 15% was like, that was the standard, and
yeah.
20 if you were great.
20 was like, great. And I'm like, I don't want to be part of the problem when it comes to over-tipping in this country, but I also don't want to be the dickhead who doesn't tip enough. It's the busiest, one of the busiest nights of the year. And the guy did fine, but
you know, so what'd you go with?
He did fine. I went with, it was like 21%. 20 and a half, something like that. About 21%, I guess.
Right.
Just because it was an even number, I was like, all right.
Fair.
But it was technically slightly over 20%. I couldn't do 25%. I just couldn't bring myself to do it.
I mean, I do some, it depends on, also it depends on what that 20% is.
Exactly. How much are we spending? That's
right.
Part of it.
Because I think when I ate by myself on Valentine's Day, I think my bill was like 13. Man, I was like, it was $13, and
yes.
I just gave her 20.
Yes.
So I was like, all right, good, there you go.
That's
but then,
exactly
I used my credit card and just was like, I'll just make it 20.
Yep.
And then, even then, you know, I think Chase, like, texted me, like, yo, did you mean to do that?
Right, yep. If I get carry out for myself,
right.
You go up to the bar to pick it up, and it's only like $15. Sometimes I'll give them 30 because it's not that much money. They went to the hassle of doing all this, whatever. I'm not sitting down just to be extra nice. That's extra nice. But when you're talking about a bill that's already expensive,
right?
And you're like, honestly, the server didn't have to do that much. I know he was busy, but I didn't see him all that often.
I'm a 20% guy.
I think 20%.
Unless it's like a real low number.
Yes, fine, because I took your time, I'm at your table, whatever. So these are things that I guess are secrets, unless you ever worked at a restaurant, things that like servers hate and stuff like that. But I feel like everybody already knows this stuff. I mean, if you at least watch the movie Waiting, if you've never seen the movie Waiting, then you'll know. They get it, and that's why people love that movie so much, because anyone who's ever worked in a restaurant was like, wow, we really are all that predictable, we're all that similar, we all have the same complaints. So, like, one of them, if you come in 15 minutes before they close, the kitchen hates you, the servers hate you. I can't imagine. If the only way that I could possibly see myself being in a restaurant in the last half hour, other than like a fast food, but a sit-down restaurant, is if I got what time they close wrong. It would have to be by mistake.
Right.
If they say they close at 10, I'm not sitting down at 9:30. I'm just not. I know they're open till 10, but that's just too close.
I'm not doing the 9:30 thing.
I mean, 9:30 is like,
that's
the end.
Yeah.
If somebody that I was with
and
was like,
if I looked in, I was like, oh, damn, they close at 9 and it's 8:30, but I see a bunch of tables in there, then I don't worry about it.
Well, what about if they close at 10 and it's pretty empty?
Then I'm out.
See,
so to me, like, if there's 12 tables in there, then it doesn't matter. I just know that from waiting tables. Like, I'm going to be here anyway, dude, so come in here and give me your money.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I worry too. Like, could they close early if not for me?
It. If it's 30 minutes before and there's nobody in there, then that's not it. But if you go in there, if it's 30 minutes before and it's a packed restaurant, then I don't worry about it too much.
Yeah, I've tried to explain it to people before for the exact same reasons. And I'm like, well, no, but, you know, what does it matter? The point is, can we just go somewhere that's open for at least another hour? I would really appreciate that. Servers don't like it when you eat everything and then when they ask you how it was, you say, oh, it was terrible, laughing, because they hear it 7 million times a day.
Yeah.
Look, there's a lot of things you can hate.
Savers,
that's better than others.
Servers, as a guy who was a server for a long time, you can save your jokes, too. We've heard them as customers.
No kidding.
Heard them before. So don't come back and be like, oh, I guess you didn't like it.
Exactly.
It's the same difference. So, you know, it's the same exact
joke. You do it just
joke.
As often.
So stick yours up your ass. All right, same thing.
And it could be worse. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I enjoyed it, and I'm making a little joke
right.
here. It's like the person with the Great Dane walking down the street. Hey, who's walking who? Yeah, they've heard it a million times. But I can't help it. I'm thinking it.
Right.
I'm thinking it when
That's
I see
fine.
That girl walking the Great Dane. Complaining about prices to the servers. They don't
no,
like
they don't
that at all because they don't
that
make the
is,
prices.
Don't do that.
I didn't. Like, is that a common thing? I would think that when you go in, it says the price on the menu. If you don't like it, then...
Right,
I suppose maybe if you're trying to substitute something, maybe that comes up if you're like, can I substitute a salad for that? And if they say, yeah, we'll have to charge you an extra $5.
No.
Otherwise, if you're looking at the prices, why are you complaining to the server about the prices on the menu? I know people, I guess. I don't think I've seen it, but I could imagine them complaining under their breath. Like, well, it's pretty expensive. I don't know what I'm going to get. But I don't think I've actually heard that. That's not one that I've had to deal with. And I definitely have people that are tough to dine out with, but I don't recall hearing complaints about the prices. They say that this annoys them, and this is one I don't really know too much about. They say people acting like they're regulars when they're not actually regulars and they expect to get some sort of special treatment. I didn't know that that was a thing. You just say, I come here all the time. Aren't you going to give me some sort of deal? Like, I'm having a hard time even imagining this,
right.
And I'm shocked that it's one of the biggest complaints that servers have, because I don't remember that ever being something that people complained about. And I don't know what the issue would be anyway, what the person's trying to get.
Sometimes we would, I wouldn't say they're trying to get a deal. I know sometimes, like, sometimes when I worked at that steak place, like, sometimes guys who came in there a lot would order something, I'd be like, oh man, we don't have it today. And they're like, come on, man. Have Steve whip it up, and I'd be like,
okay,
let me go ask.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
That's the same thing.
So, yeah, so that's the same thing. I'd be like, oh, I'll go ask him, and then they usually do it, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know.
Okay.
They want some sort of pasta dish that was a special last week on Wednesday, but it wasn't, so I'm like, whatever, dude, I'll ask, I don't care.
Then that probably happens at a little bit nicer restaurants than the one I'm usually eating at.
Yeah, I guess you would ask sometimes. Like, not
chilies.
A lot, but sometimes you get that. I'm giving you a bad example, but you get that sometimes. Like, dude, come on.
Yeah. Servers
a lot of times prime rib, like, you know, the temperature.
Well,
you know what I mean? They'd be like, oh, I want it rare. I'm like, dude, it's like 9 o'clock. It's not going to get it. You know what I mean? You'd be like, tell Steve to get me the most rare piece. You know what I mean? I'm like, all right.
Okay.
I'll ask
fine.
Him.
Yeah, I'll go talk to him. There is no Steve. when you let your kids make a mess and then you don't tip, I mean, that seems pretty obvious. Like, oh, shocking. Employees secretly hate it when your kids make a mess and you don't tip. Well, guess what? They hate both of those things. They hate that you just made a mess, and on top of that you're not leaving a tip. Yeah, that's insulting, but either one of those things on their own is annoying, and I don't think you'd have to work at a restaurant to know that that's not helpful. Grabbing your plate or your drink off the tray that they're holding. So when they come to bring out the food, and you go, trying to be helpful by grabbing the food off
don't
the tray. I've never actually seen someone do that.
Me neither, but don't
I
do
guess
that.
It makes sense.
Well, no,
that
it doesn't. Because
no,
it's
I mean
all
that someone would have
I'm
done
balancing
this.
It.
Yeah. It makes sense, I guess, that it happens because people do dumb things.
They
but
used
I've never
to do
seen
it when
it.
I worked at a steakhouse. They used to do it. We only did arm service.
Okay.
So you had to learn. Like,
couldn't
the
use
first
the tray.
Week you do it, you take out like two.
Yeah.
And then as you got, you know, more, you know after like
your.
Your year
piling all the way up to your head,
all the way up to my shoulder, and walk out like that. And the one thing that would happen is sometimes we'd be like, "Oh," and they go to grab it, like, "Yo,
don't."
I don't mean to be rude, but this is all balanced on. I don't know.
Yes.
I've just been working. I don't know how it works,
right?
But it's working, and
just
I've been doing it for so long, right? So, but if you take one, I feel like I'm gonna fall down. It's gonna fall down, and they're usually. But I feel like when you walk out, that's the only time I could see them doing that.
Yeah, because I've never seen it, but I guess that does sort of make sense. They think they're being helpful and whatever.
We don't see a lot of that arm service anymore.
One of the restaurants I worked at, they weren't allowed to use trays.
Yeah.
They had to carry it out. So if they had to make two trips, they did. But same thing. A lot of servers just carry it up and down their arms. They say one of the other common things is that people complain about when they're sitting outside, they complain about the temperature, the noise, the bugs. I never worked at a restaurant that had outdoor seating. I don't think I ever did. We never had
I worked in Florida, so.
We never had an outdoor patio.
We had a bunch of them, but I don't think.
I suppose.
I guess maybe. In a different state, people would complain. Like in Florida, like, you know what it is, man. It's hot.
Right. And so, I guess it could be the same women that complain about the air conditioners right above me.
Yeah.
You would think that when you're outside, if you chose to sit outside.
I don't know. You could just move in. So.
Yeah. I don't know. And the thing that they really, really hate is apparently, you know, and this apparently tops the list, is if you walk into a restaurant and you go seat yourself at a table that has dirty dishes on it. That you come in and say, like, oh, okay, I'm going to grab this table and it's not cleaned off yet. They don't like that. I would think that they don't like you seating yourself, period.
Well, some places say seat yourself.
But some of them do. Some of them do. So if it says seat yourself, I honestly would think that it's okay to sit where there's dirty dishes, especially at like a breakfast place.
I still got a job to do.
Yeah, but if they're coming to, if it says, you know, take a seat, if I come sit down, I'm not going to complain about it.
It's a breakfast place and it's packed, right?
Yeah.
And I'm the next one and it says seat yourself and there's a table with dishes on it, I would walk up to it and wait. So I'd stand next to the booth itself, wait for them to clean it off, and then sit down. I don't want to sit down and then them have to come. I get it. They got a job to do. But also, you know, it's like, hey, I just can't let anybody run over here and sit in this dirty table because I'm next and it may be an hour before another dude gets up. So I would just go stand next to the table and then they come by and do it. Thanks.
I guess the breakfast place is the only place I can really think of doing it anyway, because if it says seat yourself, that seems we're keeping it pretty casual if there's no one telling us where to sit. And so in that instance, I don't know. But you know what? I'll never do it again. I'll go stand by the table if I need to, and I'll wait for them to clean it off. I never thought that that would be an issue. Like, as long as I'm not complaining, like, oh, this table's a mess. Well, yeah, you just
sat down. Well, but then they don't want to wipe it off in your lap.
Okay, all right, fine, deal.
The Church of Laszlo.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.